Chapter 5. Screw it, let's do it. Elizabeth goes straight to Willow's after meeting with the police. John is in his usual chair reading a book. Elizabeth reports everything to Penny and then adds, "Maybe Ventham isn't a suspect. Maybe those shares in Cooper's Chase have made us blind. I mean, where was Ventham when Curran was killed? Was it even possible for him to do it?"
"Elizabeth, sorry," says John suddenly, looking up. "But have you ever watched Escape to the Country?"
Elizabeth is not used to John speaking.
"I don't think I have," she replies. "No."
"It's all about couples moving to the countryside. Anyway, I was watching it on the day that Curran was killed and they'd just got to the end. I looked out of the window and I saw Ventham's car driving away down the hill. Escape to the Country finishes at 3.
"Thank you, John."
Elizabeth takes out her phone.
"Now, I need to send a text message."
A few minutes later, Elizabeth receives Donna's reply to her question. "Curran died at 3:32. His watch broke when he fell." It is early morning at the police station, and Chris Hudson's murder team are drinking coffee as Chris tells them what he has learned from the Thursday Murder Club.
"We know that Ian Ventham, Tony Curran's business partner, fired Curran less than 2 hours before the murder. Curran was going to lose a lot of money, and his death has made Ventham even more money, over 12 million. The two men were seen having an argument just before Curran returned home. Did Ventham follow him? We know that Curran was killed at 3:32 last Tuesday. But when did Ventham leave Cooper's Chase that day?"
He turns to a young officer.
"Where are we on traffic cameras, Terry? Have you got Ventham's registration number?"
"I've got the number, but it's not come up on any cameras yet," replies DI Terry Hallett,
whose slim, strong body makes Chris think guiltily about his own love of chocolate and chips.
"And where are we with the other man in the photograph, Bobby Tanner?"
"We've talked to the police in Amsterdam," says a DI. "Tanner worked there after the Black Bridge shooting, but then he disappeared."
"It would be good to chat with him, if only to rule him out. Anything else?"
A young officer puts up her hand.
"I've been looking at Tony Curran's phone records. He got 3 calls on the morning of the murder, but he didn't answer any of them, all from the same mobile number."
Chris nods.
"Good work, Granger. Email me everything you've got."
"Of course, sir."
"Okay, let's get back to it," finishes Chris. "Keep looking for Bobby Tanner. Someone must know where he is."
Donna's phone pings. It's a text from Elizabeth.
"Good luck with the meeting today. We are having a little Thursday Murder Club road trip, if you have any information to give us. Oh, and my sources saw Chris buying chocolate biscuits this morning. You lucky thing. Also, Joyce says hello."
The morning sun is bright in the Kent sky. Ibrahim, Elizabeth, Joyce and Ron are all sitting in Ron's car, but Ibrahim is driving because he's the only one who understands Google Maps. They are parked outside Tony Curran's gate. "It was close," Ibrahim tells them after many minutes of writing down numbers and concentrating hard, "but yes, there had been enough time for Ian Ventham to kill Tony Curran."
If Ventham had left Cooper's Chase at 3 p.m. and driven fast, he would have arrived at Tony Curran's huge house at 3:29. That gave him 2 minutes to get out of his car, get into the house, and hit Tony Curran with a spanner. Ian Ventham is running in his gym and listening to Richard Branson's book, Screw It, Let's Do It, Lessons in Life and Business. One day, Ian will write a book. He just needs a good title, and then he will start work. As he runs, he's thinking about the cemetery and the priest he had seen at the consultation. Ventham does not want any trouble. If he hadn't fired Tony, he might have asked him to visit the priest, but Tony has gone, and Ian doesn't want to think about that anymore. Richard Branson would move on, and so will Ian. The digging is going to start in a week. He'll get the cemetery done first, that's the difficult bit. Everything else will be easy. The documents have been signed. Bogdan has the diggers ready. In fact, thinks Ventham, what is he waiting for? What would Branson do? Screw it, let's do it. Ian switches off the book and, without slowing his run, rings Bogdan.